I have been in contact with the search and rescue since the day the tragedy occurred. Every time I called, the only information I got from the search and rescue was that they have no resources, no money to conduct a search and rescue mission. At the same time, I was being told as well that they still have an outstanding bill to meet with a helicopter company. They've used the services in the past. That's the message I got from the search and rescue. It's not the answer that I was seeking.
You're clearly not happy with their response at all. Do you believe that the situation could have been different if they had started searching earlier?
Exactly. This is not the first time such events have occurred in the country. And if this search and rescue centre is to be effective, they have to be prepared at all times. Disasters happen anytime, and we don't plan these events. They happen when they happen. What I'm saying is that because of the situation, you know, their unpreparedness and low resources, their search was actually prolonged. It eventually came after 2 days. And, you know, going out to do a search after 2 days, especially in the ocean, we're not going to find any survivors. Now, I believe that if the search has occurred, you know, earlier on the day that the incident happened, instead of only seven people rescued, maybe we would have saved more of those people who were involved in the incident.
On the other hand, these people, they did take a huge risk. They set out on a banana boat in bad conditions. So we can criticise the search and rescue team, but at the same time, shouldn't there be a little bit more awareness amongst people to just be a little bit cautious about travelling in the sea?
Exactly. And I think that awareness has to come out. And it is the responsibility of our people themselves. That's why I was calling on our people to be more careful when planning to travel across into island in open boats. I mean, they have to take into account safety measures. That's the responsibility of everyone, especially those who are planning to travel across or even travel up and down the island. Because the weather can change any time. It's also important that our government takes into account this, takes the responsibility of ensuring that our people are informed, well-informed about safety measures. That is not something that we should encourage. I think the government, the national government and the provincial government have to be proactive. We should be considering appropriate legislation to be passed in Parliament or in the provincial assemblies to safeguard, you know, to ensure that safety and ensuring that anyone who actually does not adhere to such legislation will face the law. I mean, this is one way of educating our people about the actual safety.
Is getting from Malaita to Guadalcanal expensive by boat or by plane? Do you think that could have factored into their decision to just take the banana boat through the sea?
Yes, I think traveling in the Solomons is an expensive exercise. And it is sad to travel by boat from Auki, where I'm actually staying now, is a $200 boat fare ride. But to go by plane, it's almost $1,000, $1,000 Solomon Island dollars. It is expensive. And I guess that's where our people are capitalizing on using their own boats. You know, they wanted to travel, which is much cheaper to travel. Unfortunately, they haven't taken into account safety measures before traveling. And in this sense, we cannot blame anyone. I don't want to blame my people. I don't want to blame the government. I think we just have to look for a solution to ensure that such incidents don't occur again in the future.